It takes us all. And so I want to jump this off by introducing to you Rob Hudson. If you have not met Rob yet, Rob's going to come up and Rob's going to share a part of his story with us about how he ended up at Faith Point and what God has been doing in his life. Would you welcome Rob? Come on.
Morning. I'm not a public speaker. This is probably one of the hardest things that I have to do, even though I work in an industry where public speaking, you have to do it a lot. So I affectionately call myself, I grew up in a Baptist church and I was a backseat Baptist as I sat in the backseat here. I never thought that I would be this far in the front. So my story, grew up in the church, grew up in BYF, the youth fellowship, went every Sunday, got married, went off to the military, kind of moved away from the church somewhat, came back and moved to, out of the military to Columbus, Indiana. We found a church there. We were faithful followers in the church. My kids were actually in the school at the church. But something happened. Something happened that was personal to me, and I turned my back on the church. I pulled my wife out of the church. I pulled my family out of the church, and I was angry at the people in the church. I won't go into any details about that, but I did something that I look back on that was selfish on my part, that I took my family away from God. I took my family away from the opportunity to build fellowship and community. So fast forward, I was working at Riley Hospital. Been there about 8 years. And lo and behold, Todd Lambert on a weekend picks up the phone and calls me. He's like, Rob, there's this amazing opportunity at Norton Children's Hospital. I'd like for you to come down here and check it out. And I was like, wow, you know, I've got a great job here at Riley. I'm really established. But you know what? I went to IU Southeast. I thought, I'll come down here and check it out. I did my clinicals there in school. So, all right. So I came down, met my boss. 15 minutes in, I'm like, how do you come down here? My boss is amazing, and she still is amazing. She just retired last week, so that's been like a funeral for the hospital last week. But she was amazing. So fast forward, I thought, you know, we'll live in Columbus. I've been driving to Indianapolis for 8 years. It's not that big a deal. So started driving to Louisville. Hated it. I don't know what the difference was, but the hour drive up to Indianapolis compared to the hour drive down to Louisville was terrible, absolutely terrible. So I started talking to my wife, and I was like, hey, you know, maybe we need to move. I'm really tired of driving. I've been driving for 8 years. It's time to maybe you can find a job somewhere else, and we can come down here. So she did. I drove for about a year before that decision was made. She ended up getting a job down here, and we moved down here. So it was getting close to Christmas about 4 years ago. Todd talks to my wife, and he's like, you know what? You need to come to church to Christmas Eve service. I was like, here we go. I'm still angry. It's been 8 years, but I'm still angry. So I show up, and I sit over here, because I can remember it. I thought, well, okay, it's dark. It's not too bad. And I slip out. So my wife says, you know, you remember one of the things she wanted me to do was find a church home when we moved down here. And I was like, yeah, I've heard that before, but, you know, we'll get out of this. So we start coming, and I sat where I sit now, because coming from a Baptist church, that's just the way it was, and angry. Walked in the door angry. Angry at people I didn't know. Blame people I didn't know. Judgmental. My wife would sit in the car every time we'd leave and say, what is wrong with you? You look like, she goes, I don't even know what to say. And it was reaffirmed during our meetings at the home around desserts. I was talking to Chuck. Chuck says, wow, dude, you were way out there when you first showed up. He even said, I'm not so sure he should be passing out flyers to people coming in because he doesn't look like he's the type of person who should be doing that. I was like, that bad. So fast forward, you know, through that first year, one night, it was on a weekend. It was a Saturday night. My son was home. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're talking. He said, let's go do disciple one. I was like, oh, man, what are you doing to me now? So we sat there and talked, and I said, okay, we'll do it. So did disciple one. Happily to say, I'm in my third year of disciple. Never thought I would be in this position. Never thought I would forgive people. I've forgiven a church. I actually looked that church up the other day just to see what was going on and who was still in charge. Because, you know, George always says, you're brought here for a reason. And what a reason. I mean, I was set somewhere else. I moved an hour south, really 2 hours from a job that I loved and the people that I loved, and took a chance to leave that area. So how does God put their hands on people like Todd and my son and my wife to say, you need a community? And what I've come to realize is I love this community. I love this church. I love my pastor, and I love the people in it. So I'm just going to leave with this. It's out of Acts in chapter 2. It says they worshiped together at the temple each day, meet in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. I was one of those lost. How many people do we have lost in this community? How many people do we need to go out and reach and bring to this church? To fill the seats, bust down the walls, and anybody and everybody is welcome to come here. Thank you.